Sports Takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
On the floors of Tokyo, down in London town's a go-go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Dancing with myself. Dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, I'm dancing with myself.
Song of the day, Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol, 1981. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rate, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day. Once again, from 1981, Song of the Day, Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol, 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers, Song of the Day.
Mixed emotions.
I saw you head bobbing there, so you had to like some part of that.
I have mixed emotions. I don't want to like it. I kind of like it, though. Don't want to, kind of do. Don't love it, but I see the appeal. I don't know. But the way I regard this today is you took a break.
I took a break.
Yeah.
I played Seether yesterday.
I know. But that wasn't a break. That was all in, Jake. This is, Jake, I'm busy. I don't have a lot of time. Let's just go dancing with myself. That's what it seems like.
That could be like a Journey song if I did that. No, just play Separate Ways today.
Right. It could be a lot of different songs, like Dancing With Myself. Yeah, it could be Separate Ways. Is that a song?
Yeah, that's a Journey song.
Yeah, you could play Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
I like energetic, upbeat songs. That song's all energy.
You could have played Born to Run. You could have played
I love that song.
Pink Houses.
No.
You could have played any sort of Garden Variety Tom Petty song.
You would have criticized that?
Garden Variety and some. Yeah, there's some.
Some Tom Petty tomorrow.
No! I mean, I love Tom Petty, but you know.
Oh, you want some Fastball tomorrow? Do that too?
Just take time and think about it.
I thought about it.
6.7.
It's not a bad score.
No, it's all right.
I saw your head popping.
I kind of like
it. You got into that.
Yeah. Connor, what do you guess on Connor? You guess Connor.
7.2?
No, lower.
5.3, it's a fine song, background music,
yeah.
Though, from Connor.
Connor agrees with my assessment. You sort of just didn't put a lot into this one. It's fine, you're busy.
Did Billy put a lot into that one, then?
Actually, it's not fine. I put a lot into this show. You played Billy Idol Dancing With Myself. Mm-hmm. That's what we got today.
You gave it a 6.7.
Yeah, this song's okay.
Let's see what the textures say before we get to Bill's Thrills. Robert Oklahoma, 895. Guilt Nerd, 2.1. Sandmaster and KC, 8.7. Not Ron, 9.2. These are good scores so
pretty
far,
good.
Mr. 6.7 and 9-2. Mailing it in.
Yes.
Me. Rod and Lincoln, 9.
Wow.
Officer McCloud, we haven't seen him for a while, in Columbus, 8.
Officer McCloud from
been
Columbus.
A while.
He was training somebody at one point.
Yes, Les and Lincoln, 6.88. Wink and KC, 7.5. Noticing a theme here.
Yeah, higher
scores. High scores.
Yeah. Bird.
Houston, 5.
Houston, 5.
Eric, 0.5 in Hickman.
Yep.
9 from Brad Baldwin with Better Times as the comment there.
Brad gave that a 9.
Dirty J and Friends, 6.7. Caleb from Lee, 3.6. Shamaya with the putter, 8.5. It's the story of my life, dancing with myself. That's rough, Shamaya.
He's married.
And why is he dancing with himself then? She doesn't dance?
He's married.
Okay. Bill and Bennett, 225. Drumstick, good vibes, 8.3.
Pretty good vibes.
Cousin Bird, 7.8. Sean in Omaha, 7.9. Gavin and Pender, 8. John in Des Moines, great tune, great artist, 8.
Wow, John.
Shim from Hallam, 8.5. Joe in Boulder, 7.5. Jane, 2.
Okay.
Jennifer and Hubby, Jennifer 5, Hubby 6.
Okay, now that's telling, right?
Yes.
5 and 6. But
still pretty good. Beef Tacos, 5.7.
Yeah, telling.
Vern's Cousin, 6.4. Go to YouTube real quick. Troy, 8.1. CL Porter, 4-1. Your Captain Cody, 7. Bolt, 7-3-1. Genghis, 4-0-1. Wishing Was Fishing, 6-9-7. Heyman, 3-9. Dumb song.
Heyman, wait a second. Rick said he dumb said, song.
Rashawn in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 7.9. Mackay's father.
Rashawn is very diplomatic. Seldom gives a low score. Right?
Yeah, he's a good person.
Rashawn, you can lower it. It's fine. You're not going to offend Jake.
Nels in Montana, 1.2.
There you go.
Robert, 7.6. Song of the day was Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol from 1981, which I suppose Billy mailed it in when he did that song.
No, he made a lot of money off that song.
Did he mail it in?
He probably chuckles at the amount of money he made off such a sort of simple-minded tune. Yeah. I bet he has a good chuckle about it every so often in his mansion. Wherever he's at. Where would you guess he lives? Where would you
California.
Guess?
California.
No, wouldn't you guess overseas? England.
Possibly, I guess. Yeah.
I think he's from England.
Is he from England?
Hey, Connor.
A lot of those guys move over here.
I know they do. A lot of
it's
those guys
because they're from there doesn't mean they live there.
Connor, can you please... Is he doing something with Marty?
He's sending
an
email.
Can you Google where is Billy Idol? Where was he born? My guess is he's in that area. California.
We'll figure that out.
You think he's in California?
I do. But
England.
England. Good call. You said that. You did guess England.
Yes. Why swim here?
I don't know. Early to work.
Yeah.
It is time without further ado for Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes in Bill's absence. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-52. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. 04 at Dinert Contracting.
Okay.
Busy times right now for Randy. Summer, people are building decks, outdoor projects. Things are above his head still with the bird feeders and all that stuff. Still doing his exercises.
Not sure where you meant
well,
by
he used
that.
To, you know, put stuff over his head.
Yeah. Bird feeders?
Yeah, that was one thing.
Does he do bird feeders?
No, not usually, but if it's in the way, he'll move it, you know, in the back.
If a bird feeder's
the big
in the
one,
way?
The big, like, stone ones.
Bird not bath. Not
the, bird, thank you, bird bath. Bird bath. That's what I was looking for there. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, Jake. Are you
ready for Bill's Thrills?
Are you all right?
Well, it's Bugaboo Tuesday. Things that bother me.
All right, what's bothering?
This is going to sound pinky up here, but just hear me out.
All right, pinky up.
I am betrayed and dismayed by the price of filet. And here's what I mean by that. I'm betrayed and dismayed by the price of filet. This is what I mean by that. I could go to Texas Roadhouse, which I told you before. I went there for my birthday, you know, back in April, and I got an 8-ounce filet for like $30 mm-hmm. with the sides, mm-hmm. and it was great. It was tender. It was good. But whenever you go to a restaurant that has some sort of fanciness to it, mm-hmm. like you, they'll have a filet that's like, oh, a 4-ounce filet that'll cost you $97, and it gets it's really more like 2 ounces or just 2 bites. Well, that was not worth $97. What I am dismayed and betrayed by is the fact I understand it's the best cut of meat. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But the price gouging on filet is out of control.
I didn't know this.
When you can go to an Outback Steakhouse or a Texas Roadhouse, chain restaurants, and get a very nice filet for a proper price in the 30s or mid, maybe low 40s with the sides.
There's an obvious question to ask you at this point. And I went to Spezia last night in Omaha.
Spezia.
I had sirloin. Why don't you just get sirloin?
Sirloin is a good cut of meat. It's not the best cut of meat. I used to say it was the best. And I was wrong. I was an idiot. Filet is way better than sirloin. Sirloin's still very good, and
it's
much cheaper. But like, why do we have to make this thing where filet is like you gotta make money to have a filet? Like, why can't it be a proper price?
Okay, I don't know. You raised a good question.
I'm talking about the variance of prices. If one place that is very busy can mm-hmm. charge this, mm-hmm. and then this place is charging four times that.
Experience?
Like, you'll see some places like $120 for a filet, and it's 5 ounces.
Experience?
There's no experience that's worth four times as much for a piece of steak than somewhere else.
To say you were at this certain place, you were seen in this certain place.
Do you think I give a rat's bleep about that? I was eating here. I don't care.
I'm looking for reasons. Some people think that's important.
Status about the ball. I paid $150 for this filet. I am awesome. I am fancy. Look at me. I paid $200 and I'm starving still. How about I go to Roadhouse and I pay $40 for a steak and all I can eat rolls, and I walk out stuffed, and you roll me out of the restaurant like you're supposed to when you go out to eat. I need to get 3 desserts because I spent $200. I'm still starving.
Yeah. I mean, I understand your grievance. I've never been, I don't put myself in that position because I get the same cut off.
You know, see, like sometimes, there's two sizes of filet. There's like a 6 and an 8 ounce or a 4 and a 7. Uh huh. And the price jumps like $20-some. I'm like, for 3 ounces of meat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a proper grievance. I wonder what it is. 402-464-5685. Someone in the restaurant industry, please weigh in. Like, why is it? Why are they able to do that? I think we're...
Because they can't. They know it's an elite cut of meat.
Right.
They know that some people say, I can never afford it. So they make sure they can't afford it or think about affording it. Uh-huh. And if you do, take out a second mortgage for the steak here.
But now, do those restaurants hear me out. Is the idea behind what you would call price gouging, is it designed to draw a certain kind of customer?
Probably so.
And that's what they want.
Apparently.
Yeah. And they don't want... They just want a certain.
They don't
kind
want
of...
me in there. They don't want Jake Sorensen in there. They don't want this riffraff coming in. Oh, here comes Sorensen again.
I wasn't going to say.
Going to complain about the price of the filet.
I was not going to say it. But is that some
filet
of
is most oftentimes the most expensive item on a menu. Uh-huh. And sometimes they'll even say market price. That's a different bugaboo. You can just charge what you want.
Wagyu, you run into this.
Yeah. Oh, what's MKT? What's market price, sir? Right. What does that mean? Yeah.
That means you should.
I surprise you with the bill when it comes in, and you pay what it was.
Yeah. What that means is, if you're asking, then don't buy it because you probably just don't even ask. I seldom do that. By the way, I get sirloin. I got it last night.
I want to address. We have some response here,
please.
Kobe on YouTube. And this is what I'm getting at, is this notion, this whole mindset of the filet. Marty, we get to Marty in a second.
Yeah, Marty, hold on.
Marty, you got to get a break before that. So he's with us in the chat.
Okay.
Hang tight, Marty. Kobe says, respectfully, if you're complaining about the price of a filet mignon, then maybe you shouldn't be buying it. No, this is not the point.
Respectfully.
Kobe, what did I just say? That I can go to Texas Roadhouse mm-hmm. or Outback and get it at a proper price, like $35-$40. It's worth that.
So they have filet there.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I had an 8-ounce filet for $36 with sides at Texas Roadhouse, and it was very good.
Okay.
And you're but somewhere else wants to charge me $120 for okay, 4 ounces.
Is, and it's a but it, it now was is it the same cut of I mean is it cut, forget filet. Cut is it the same meat. I mean, do they have better meat?
Different cattle, I guess it comes from. Different beef providers.
Know. Right. Different beef providers.
Nothing's worth four times as much the money of something.
Different beef providers.
For less
ounces. Thank you.
That's... Text line here before we get to break.
Yeah.
Jennifer and hubby, preach, Jake. Thank you.
Yeah.
Vernon Dakin says, be a man and order a 16-ounce ribeye. It's too fatty. I don't want the ribeye.
I like the fat.
I don't like the fat.
I like the fat.
Don't like the fat. Yeah, I'm not... Call me a weenie. I don't like the ribeyes.
I like ribeyes.
Oh, I will eat it. I won't order it, though.
Ribeyes, I do maybe twice a year. Twice a year. Maybe only once a year. Typically, sirloin. And it was great last night. Shout out to Speezy in Omaha on 72nd.
Mr. Cub says, Jake, you are on fire this week. 100% agree, Mr. Cub.
You seem to be a bit on fire. You do.
Yeah, I'm fired up.
Yeah.
See, Jesse says, it isn't a status, it's the cost of the chef that makes the difference.
Oh.
So you're trying to afford the chef who's making the meat.
Oh. Okay. Okay. That's an answer. That's an answer. Thank you.
Thomas says, it's the best cut and there isn't much in it. Compared to a New York strip or any cut of beef, there is significantly less cuts of it.
My guess is that Marty would not have a strong take on this because we would probably, we're similar. I don't think Marty would bat an
eye. We'll chat with Marty in a second. Yeah. Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Jacksonville from Frank says, I had a New York strip for $79. I got the New York because the others were $95 and higher. It was good, though.
I think you hit something.
I can go to some place and you have a steak that's $50 less, and then I go somewhere else. It's right. Less ounces and more money. I have a problem with that.
I understand, and I think Bill right now would... Bill Bush would be very proud of you for this.
Thank you.
I do.
The headline is, I am betrayed and dismayed by the price of filet. That is Bill's Thrills, Jake's Take, sponsored by Diner Contracting. Hour 2 is next. Marty Simple, Marty Party, next on Early Break in the Ticket.